producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe that we are almost to the 10th month of the year?
Time flies, doesn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what? I was thinking in bed this morning that Septo is 7, right? Octo is 8. Mm-hmm. Nove is 9. And
right.
Deca is 10. So how come...
I've wondered that many times as well.
I was actually going to Google it this morning, and I just got distracted by other things about, clearly there was a calendar that divided everything up into tens at one point, which is in some ways a lot more logical than 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are 12 signs of the zodiac, but nevertheless.
I've had the same thought many times. I guess I need to look that up, too.
Yeah, we need to figure out why... Septo is really the 9th month, and Octo is really the 10th month. Maybe just added 2 to everything. it's called added to make a total.
Yep.
I remember in accounting they used to do it saying added to make a total. At Matt. But you sort of arbitrarily saw what it was and what it was supposed to be in. At one point in my life, I kept my father's books. Well, which is actually a very good practice. I was, early teens, and he just paid me, $5 a week or something to balance his checkbook for him, which is actually
funny.
In fact, it probably wasn't even that much, but it's actually very good practice, because what you understand is, that I'd say, well... Okay, Dad, it's done. And he said, well, are the numbers the same? And I said, no, but they're only 2 cents off. And, of course, he'd make me do it again.
Yeah.
Because 2 cents doesn't make any difference. I mean, they have to balance. It has to be exactly the same.
Right.
And it's very good practice.
It's pretty impressive that he thought that highly of you as a child to let you do that, too.
Or he was just chintzy.
Could be.
Well, I mean, he's got all these kids, and I guess he figured might as well put them to work.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, I literally was balancing his checkbook. That was sort of indulgent days of my life when I decided about 10 years ago that I didn't have to balance my checkbook anymore. That always kept an extra like 50 or 100 bucks in the bank, so I didn't actually have to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for a large part of my life, I remember having 17 cents in the bank.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Buying a Coke.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, so that was sort of a terrific milestone for me when I figured to check. Although I do check my, when the bank sends me things, I do have something on my computer, but when I changed computers, it didn't somehow upgrade it, so I have to figure out how to do that.
Oh.
It'll bounce the checkbook on its own.
Okay. Yeah, some of the banks, actually the bank that I go to, the credit union, just started doing the live transactions where it shows up immediately. But a lot of them, it seems like, are still doing the thing where it'll take a while to process.
Well, it depends whether or not it's direct deposit and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you mean whether they deposit the check? My bank now has, I love my bank. Except when I'm furious with them. But they're actually, it's actually a pretty good bank. But banks make mistakes. And I haven't caught this one so much. Well, actually, that's not true. I've caught them twice. But they said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But, so I always check my bank balance. But my favorite thing about my bank now is that you can take a picture of a check and send it to them, so you don't actually have to go in the bank.
Yep, we do that too. Actually, it's the way I get the check to them all the time now.
It's great.
Saves a drive, definitely.
Well, and a stamp and the delay and having to remember your ATM card. It's great.
Slick,
much
yeah.
less likely to get robbed.
Yeah, true. That's
no,
a good point.
It's great. You know, and who would have thunk that, even like 5 years ago that you would never have to go into your bank. And I have, next door to me, there's a hotel that has an ATM. So, and my bank will refund the ATM fees, so... You know, I don't know what they're going to do with all those big bank buildings. Turn them into condos, I guess.
Have you seen the, you know, there's the Apple Pay is the new thing, but it's been around for a while. The basically the cardless and the cashless pay stations at stores. Some of them have them now, and some of them don't. But
I have to start looking for those.
Whenever
someone wants my credit card, I'm always a little leery about that.
I am too, and I think, I think I've told you before, if I could start not carrying a wallet and not carrying keys, I'd be a happy guy. Just my phone would be fine with me.
Well, I mean, I think we're very close to that. Aren't there some cars now that you turn on the ignition with your phone?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, that'll get rid of your keys. So all you have to do is figure your house.
Yeah,
That means when you lose your phone, you are completely
right,
out of luck.
Right, yeah.
But see, I'm convinced in the next couple of years that when a baby is born, that they're going to have, you'll be assigned a cell number and a barcode, and they'll put it like a little, you know, a tattoo. Well, probably not a tattoo, because tattoos were out, but they'll put something, you know, a little chip. And it will have your zip code, your phone number that you'll carry your whole life, your social security number, all the things that you'll ever need.
I would imagine a lot of people will not like that one bit.
Well, I mean, it's probably safer than carrying around a credit card.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I'm thinking of,
Well, I mean, Big Brother is already here. Big Brother
already
has that information.
That's kind of what I think
about,
right? Yeah.
That when it's on your person, presumably Big Brother's going to have a little less access to it than when it's in your pocket.
Right, right. I don't disagree. Yeah.
All right, so we have a story. This is a story when I was a very young bride, my then husband was looking for a job at IBM. And IBM in those days interviewed the wives. So not only did he have to pass the test, I had to pass the test, which, of course, everybody was quite worried about. Well, it's now, the world has come now full circle, because there is now a study that was out that says, it says a couple things. First of all, there was a study that came out, I think, a couple weeks ago that says if your wife is happy, your marriage is going to be good, no matter what you think about each other separate than that. A happy wife is a happy life, you know, just like the song says.
Mm-hmm.
But this one goes a little further. It says successful people in business of either gender have a conscientious partner. Defining conscientiousness, apparently, because it's kind of a strange word, as essentially reliability, that you can assign tasks to them and you'll know that they'll get done. So what they're saying is a successful person, a person who's successful at work has to be able to delegate some non-work related things to somebody that they can trust and have it being well taken care of.
That's very interesting. And I mean, that seems like something that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, the people that we choose in our lives obviously have a lot of effect on our lives. So if we're choosing the right people in our lives, I think that does.
Yeah, they're saying,
you know,
that people look for exactly the wrong things, which I've always maintained as well.
Yeah.
That they look for somebody who's sexy or cute or whatever. And what you want is a life partner, as somebody who shares a lot of the same traits. And it turns out that both of you need to be conscientious. So men tend to be less vocal about their relationship and their level of marital unhappiness. That's talking about the other one, is happy wife, happy life. Saying if your wife is happy, everything's going to be fine. If she's not, you're in deep doo-doo. But so I thought what we'd ask on Facebook, and it may take a little while, obviously, to kind of wander through, is what personality trait do you think is the most helpful in your spouse? Or what personality trait do you value most in your spouse?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Because yeah, it may not be, my guess, just knowing how you folks respond, is that my guess is that it's not going to be exactly what we think it's going to be. I mean, because everybody, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how often sense of humor comes up, but hopefully you guys will dig beyond the obvious, all right? Because, I mean, presumably everybody likes somebody who's kind of cheerful, although not necessarily. I'm really cheerful first thing in the morning, and I drive people nuts. What an awful lot of people want in the morning is just quiet,
yep.
And I'm one of those kind of chirpy people. So, not necessarily noisy, just chirpy. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Whatever is on your mind is what we'll talk about around here, in addition to whatever we can come up with. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I guess people don't say Nyan anymore. I don't know where that came from. I guess so.
I have to be honest with you, I've never ever heard that.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. I think Lily Tomlin may have started.
Oh, really?
Nyan.
Okay.
I don't remember where. Yeah.
She was all a right. Funny one, too.
She's great. She actually, I went to see her. I saw her show like a gazillion times, and I actually met her. And she sent me a Lily Tomlin doll that said, you know, it was autographed to me, and it was, you know, it was adorable. I mean, she's great.
Nice.
Right. So awesome. We know that October is one of my favorite months for the obvious reason I was born in it. But it turns out, as I mentioned before, that 15% of all births occur in October. Count backward, folks, New Year's Eve. Whereas by standard deviation, it should just be, you know, it's about double what it should be. But we get one solar and one lunar eclipse in this month. How cool is that, don't you think?
Definitely. That's something you don't see very often.
Yeah, the reason I know it is because I have this little app on my phone that says full moons, because in my line of work, knowing when the full moon is coming up is a good idea. And usually what's happening is I've just gotten out of a cab or something, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it must be a full moon. And then I look, and it is. But this one, so I checked. The lunar eclipse, have you ever seen a lunar eclipse?
I have. Actually, I've taken them in many times.
They're very eerie.
Yeah.
In some ways, more than a solar, I think.
Blood red moon, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. The October 8th, and then a partial solar eclipse when the new moon passes in front of the sun will take a bite on the afternoon of October 23rd. There we go.
That's pretty cool. So how rare is that, I wonder? I mean, is
to have both the same month?
Yeah.
It says not often.
Okay.
it says not often that a pair of eclipses, one solar one, both occurring in the same month, are visible to sky watchers. So let's see if it says that. The details, 5:15 in the morning, in the western sky, the umbra. There we go. Let's see. Pacific Islands. So the eclipse you'll be able to see best if you're in Hawaii, southwest of Hawaii. Australia will see the whole thing.
Luckies.
There we go. You'll be able on October 23rd. That you'll be able to see most of North America in the afternoon. The entire evening event will be seen by those west of a line from Manitoba south to Texas and into Mexico.
I once watched a lunar eclipse where the moon turned that deep red color.
Yeah, that is really weird.
At the same time, we had the most amazing northern lights going on. It was probably one of the coolest things.
Wow, where were you?
Oh, here in Minnesota, yeah.
That's true. You're far enough north.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get them quite a bit in the wintertime, and, man, that was one of the neatest things I think I've ever seen.
They're eerie. One of mine was flying over the Grand Canyon or the full moon.
And, oh, wow.
You know, realizing that there'd only been basically about 100 years that people have been able to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. And for most of human history, nobody had ever seen that.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of an interesting month. You know, fasten your seatbelt. It's always my favorite month anyway, so I was kind of aware. I wasn't aware of quite as much going on as is. But, all right, so how about if we did a quick email here? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, you betcha.
Let's do that.
We have a listener, Margaret from Minneapolis, that writes in, Dr. Dear Joy.
Oh, incidentally, I know we've started in Minneapolis recently, and welcome aboard, everybody. A special, I mean, I've...
107.1.
Yeah, there we go. It's great. You know, I've been in Minneapolis a lot for book tours, and you guys always do well by me, so it's great to actually be heard on the air there as well. Yay.
All right.
I'd say welcome and hi.
Perfect. All right. Margaret says, Dr. Dear Joy, I am a person recovering from drug and alcohol for 12 years, a single mom, and a stand-up comic with a day job. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
She says, I recently, as of 2 days ago, have been out of a relationship with a man that she loves with all her heart, she says. She says he seems to have a cycle of every 3 to 6 months to react to something she has done and breaks it off with her, only to contact her again within 1 or 2 weeks and say he misses her and that sort of thing. She says, so I forgive him, and he seems to do the same thing. However, he holds on to faults. And the next 3 to 6 month event that happens, and he just throws it back in her face like a ton of bricks, I guess. So she's just kind of asking if this relationship can be salvaged. How does she help with that? Is she going to call she calls it a PTSD cycle in the manner that she doesn't alienate him or frustrate him in the process, I guess.
Is there any indication about why she's calling it post-traumatic? What would be the trigger? What would be the stressor?
She doesn't really go into that too much. She does say he was in the Navy. He did spend time in the Navy, although she doesn't say whether he saw action, but I assume he must have, because she says that she wonders if he's misdiagnosed or you know, non-diagnosed for PTSD.
It would be helpful to have a little more information here.
Mm-hmm.
But let me sort of wander through what I've got. First of all, that whole issue of post-traumatic stress disorder, I mean, the good news about it is that people are at least aware of it, although it's been called other things. It's been called shell shock and battle fatigue and things over that. There's always been a recognition that trauma, especially to the military, can translate into flashbacks later on, seemingly unrelated, in time at least, to the initial event. The fact that it's become part of the vernacular is sort of a good news, bad news story from my point of view. The good news is that there is a recognition that that battle is, for most normal human beings, is a very traumatic event. The bad news about it is it's used to apply to everything. It was very interesting because September 11th was in some ways the largest research project that's ever been done in the United States, admittedly, inadvertently. And what they found was because you had so many people who were directly affected by the same event. And the question is, were they affected in the same way? And the answer is no, they weren't. And it turns out that people who suffered post-traumatic stress disorder from September 11th quite often manifest symptoms of depression or anxiety before September 11th, and that many people, and it was not dependent on how close you were to Ground Zero or to the Pentagon or flying a plane or flight attendants, or it had nothing to do with anything that you would assume would affect it, like the closer you were to the trauma, the more likely it was to be affected. And for lack of a better term, they came up with this term called resilience, and which was sort of basically defined almost by definition as, well, I suppose that is a definition, is the people who seem to recover more readily or to be less affected going forward than people who weren't. So, I mean, assuming that somebody is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, I think may not be very valuable, may not be very helpful, because it just doesn't really define things. Let me, when we come back a little bit, talk about how you set limits, how you set some boundaries. So regardless of whatever that other person is doing, regardless of what the definition is, that doesn't ruin your life, because that's really what we're talking about here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Dan, here on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy, good morning. I really appreciate your show. I listened for a long time. I do have a relationship struggle with my youngest son. He's 31. He just turned 31 in March.
Okay.
And he stopped talking to me in May of last year. And I have another son who's 33, and he said that he probably is not going to talk to me ever again. We've had some differences in the past, and I guess I'm just looking to see if there's an avenue or a means to go and try and get some reconciliation going on.
Sure. Do you know why he stopped talking to you specifically?
Well, I think there was some differences going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and that's 20 years ago. I think he's started counseling last year, and he had stopped talking to me for 7.5 years, resumed talking about a year and a half ago.
Do we know why he stopped then and why he resumed?
Well, way back when his brother said that he had emotional and psychological issues and problems going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and I don't know if he ever dealt with that or any of that kind of stuff, and I think in the course of his college years that he started counseling, and I'm not sure why. I guess
there's no specific trigger that you know about.
No, I don't have any.
How far away from you does he live?
Well, I live in St. Paul. He lives in Minneapolis. It's 10 miles away.
Okay. When's the last time you actually saw him?
I actually saw him in May of last year. I had lunch with him, and it went well. And
all right,
after that.
And
that,
so you left the lunch thinking everything was okay?
Yes.
Is he single or married?
No, he's single. He's single. He's got a long-time girlfriend, and they just moved in together, from what I heard, too.
He didn't ask you for any money. You didn't give him any unsolicited advice. There was
no.
Nothing that you can sort of pinpoint that might have triggered something for him.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if there's nothing, I would really encourage you to go back and check your memory banks to just make sure, because you're so specific about the last time, which is very helpful, because sometimes something that you may have seen as being innocuous of saying, well, you look tired, or, you know, gee, you're the same kid you were 15 years ago. I mean, something that you may have seen as being either benign or kidding or whatever, that if people are sensitive enough, it can rub them the wrong way. And it sounds like he has a pretty low threshold for any kind of even veiled criticism from you. But so I would encourage you, not necessarily right now, but to really go back and comb through your memory banks and make sure that there's nothing you can pinpoint. Because if you can pinpoint something, then you can apologize for it. You can focus on it and say, that isn't what I meant, but I understand that, you know, in retrospect, that might have hurt your feelings, and I feel terrible about it. So if you can find it, it's very, very useful. If you cannot,
okay,
I would still begin kind of a strategy. You know, a strategy is what you do when there's nothing you can do. A tactic is what you do when there's something you can do. So a strategy of kind of just wearing him down, of being in his life, even in some kind of tangential way. Because by you, if he doesn't talk to you, have you reached out to him at all in the last year?
Yes, I have. I called him probably once a month, and,
okay,
just checking on him. I just get his voicemail.
Okay.
And in a year and a half ago, when he was, we had the three of us had lunch just before the holidays. I did get this mailing address, and so I do have that, and I haven't mailed him anything. And I thought, well, if I can't raise him on the phone and get a response, I thought perhaps I can write him a note, and perhaps I can restart this relationship or find out what the cause and effect of whatever has happened.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great idea. I would
okay.
do absolutely that. And just even if it's kind of a once every couple of weeks, you have to figure out what your tolerance level is, because I would not expect any return anytime soon from him. But maybe sending him a postcard twice a month with, you know, a picture of, you know, a baseball player, of baseball, something the two of you enjoyed together, whatever it is, that just thought of you, or remember when we, you know, we had those ice cream cones that dripped all over our hands, or whatever. Just kind of vague reminiscences. It doesn't necessarily have to be quite as sentimental as I'm making it sound, although it can be. To just say, look, I'm here. Because he's not reaching out to you, but if neither of you reach out to one another, it means that he has to do more work. So I would sort of maintain a relatively sturdy but flexible bridge to him, so when he decides to reach out, he doesn't have quite so far to go, and you're at least making the statement that says, I'm in your life, I love you. And if it's any comfort to you, Dan, I think that sometime in mid to late 30s is when most people do go through this, everything in my life that's wrong is my parents' fault. And then most of us come out the other end and understand that our parents did the best they could, and they may have been terrific, and they may have been terrible, but what goes on from here on is our responsibility, not anybody else's. And therapy can exacerbate that process a little bit, because therapy at some point focuses on who you were, and I think a good therapist and successful therapy at some point moves into, okay, what can I do about it now? Just because my parents smacked me upside the head every night at 6 when I was a child doesn't mean I have to continue doing that to myself. So if you can just buy not compassion so much as just a willingness to suspend judgment. I get to be curious rather than furious. And again, if you can go back and find anything, that's useful. But in the meantime, just keeping in touch with him, as you said, you have a mailing address, not asking anything of him, even a response, and just see what happens. I mean, you really have nothing to lose, and it will give you the sense of focusing on him and a relationship and how much you care about him, even if it's a bit bittersweet right now, whenever you send it to him. So I would do it. Okay,
I just have one thing.
I'll tell you what, let me...
Leave the phone alone or just write a letter
in the car? Let me hold on to that question for just a minute. Hang on for me, and we'll answer that as soon as I come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We're talking with Dan, who's going through one of those really painful things that happen sometimes between parents and adult children, which is the, I hate you, you ruined me, my life is in tatters because of you, which usually happens. Teenage years are tumultuous of, I hate you, you're awful. But sometime, usually in the mid to late 30s, you know, sometimes late 20s, but... You know, we all assume that everybody achieves adulthood at 18 or 21, and that's ridiculous. It's sometime in the early to mid-30s, usually, when somebody looks at their life and thinks, okay, it's my parents' fault. I was emotionally abused, or they were absent, or whatever. And at some point, and as I said, therapy tends to exacerbate that, but hopefully at some point we come out of it and understand that we're responsible for our own life, and that whether our parents did a great job or a terrible job, it's now our job to figure out how to run our lives. So Dan has in the past called, and he's saying, all right, so what do I do about the phone calls now if I'm ready? And then part of it is just your own comfort level, that you shouldn't be calling more than, I don't know, maybe a couple times a month. You don't want to be calling 85 times a day, because that's against the law. And, you know, I don't know that there's ever been a test case of a parent being accused of stalking their child, but you don't want to be the first one. And that's just going to be an irritation. You don't want to do that. But I think if it feels good to call and just hear his voice and say, hi, this is Dad. Just wanted to call and tell you I was thinking about you. Or, I know your birthday's only a couple of days away, and I hope, you know, I'd love to spend it with you if you have some time. Give me a call back. I mean, whatever it is that feels comfortable for you, just make sure that you're not feeling so vulnerable that if at some point he finally does pick up the phone, you're going to be so furious with him and you're not going to be able to do business. So you have to figure out your own comfort level on this, but I see nothing wrong with the combination of the two.
Okay.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. And again, it's not just you, and it's not just your son. It's nothing that you did either right or wrong, particularly. It's the combination of his age and the fact that the two of you were divorced, and his mom were divorced, and in therapy, and all of those tend to make it somewhat of a perfect storm of a lot of emotional upheaval. But it doesn't usually last forever. And the other thing, let me just add this in passing. I'd be careful about using your other son to pass messages, because, first of all, things can get misinterpreted, and it also gives the younger son the notion that somehow you prefer the older child. And it also allows your younger son not to do the business with you. So I would suggest to the older son that while you appreciate it, that he doesn't really want to be the messenger. And he probably would love to get out of that role, because it's going to hurt his stomach as well. And just say, let's you and I make a deal that unless there's something going really dreadfully wrong, that you don't have to carry messages. I won't ask you, and you don't have to volunteer. And just see where, you know, because that may work better as well. If your son feels that he has a way of sending messages without actually having to get in touch with you, that takes the responsibility of communication completely off his shoulders. And I don't know that you want to do that. And also give your older son an ulcer. So he doesn't want that role. I mean, it's a powerful position, which is why people get seduced into it, but you really don't want to have that. I think it's not a healthy model in the long run.
Understood. I have two more questions. You said a card perhaps once or twice a month?
Yeah, or a postcard, anything, a letter, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a Hallmark Hall of Fame. It just can be love postcards because there's something visual about them, and you don't have to open them, and they're kind of friendly and informal.
Sure,
I'm a postcard girl, yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes ago you used two words, and I didn't have a pen. And one was started with an S, and the other one started with a T, about some procedural things to do.
Can you give me the context?
I can't. I think this program will be replayed tonight, and so...
Well, it'll also be... You'll be able to download the podcast in about a half hour, so you can get...
Oh, right.
I say tangential? Maybe that was it?
Possibly.
Well, tangential means not, you know, not... On the side, it means that it's not primary, but it's
gotcha.
Kind of secondary. I might have said secondary and tangential.
Okay. Secondary, okay. I think that's what you were saying.
Rather than primary.
Right. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
It's well taken. I really appreciate your counsel.
My pleasure. And next time I say something you don't understand, just stop me at that moment and say, back up. What was that?
Sure.
That's a perfectly okay thing to do. All right. Dan,
thank you, Dr. Kahn.
You're welcome, Dan.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30AFoodSupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I like that advice for life. I kind of think that's kind of snappy, not to mention accurate. Are we talking, although advice for death seems a little, never mind.
it is Halloween season, after all.
Yeah, live broadcast. What would a dead broadcast? Never mind. Actually, I actually did one of the stations I worked for. In fact, the station that I'm back on here is next door to a 300-year-old graveyard. So when we're talking about, you know, a live broadcast, and I actually did a remote there in a room that adjoins the cemetery. Pretty cool.
That's pretty creepy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, cool, too, but yeah. Perfect for this time of year.
Yeah.
Boo.
Okay, did you know Halloween has become this big deal holiday? That the average amount of money per adult in the United States is something like $600 or something?
Oh, I believe it. I wouldn't spend that much, but I mean, have you seen the amount that these costumes cost nowadays? It's crazy.
Well, you know, my particular theory is that everybody loves Halloween in the United States because we're also repressed, that men dress like women and women dress like hookers.
Yep, perfect. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And gives people an opportunity to do something they normally wouldn't.
Yes, it's kind of, yeah, it's run amok day, yeah.
I love Halloween, though. I think I told you that before. Yeah, I like going out with the kids and getting them all dressed up and that sort of thing. I think it's a lot of fun. You know what I don't like, though?
The masks, because they can't see. No, I don't know.
Well, that too, but when I was a kid, you used to, you know, buy parts of a costume and put this garb together, you know? But now it's everything is these all-in-one sewn together.
Well, and there's superheroes, and they're very expensive,
I mean, I guess with our kids, we still do the thing where we try to piece together some crazy costume. I think it's a lot more fun that way, you know?
I do, too. My favorite costume, I had several costumes. One was when we lived in Boston, and I really worry about kids and masks because they can't see very well. And so one year I got a plastic garbage bag and filled it with balloons and cut out four holes and then put the top around her neck, and she went as a bag of M&Ms. That was pretty cool.
That's funny.
Fun. Yeah. And there were a couple of years, one of my favorite pictures of her is we dressed her as a bum, and complete with a beard and everything. I think it was still called bums then. I don't think you dress people as homeless people. This doesn't work.
The hobo. I think I was a hobo one year, too.
Yeah.
Well,
because you got to wear crummy clothes and be really dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so we're back, at any rate, before I digress myself, to the email about post-traumatic stress disorder, which I said is a term that's gotten, I mean, the good news about it is it's acknowledged that there are people who suffer from it, but the bad news is that the definition has gotten so global that it's misdiagnosed a lot. So, but let's, you know, I don't have enough information about your sweet babu who keeps having hissy fits every every 2 to 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, 2 to 4 times a year, depending on how long they last and how uncomfortable they are and how cataclysmic they are, I mean, you know, maybe a couple times a year, maybe, you know, that may be not a bad bad track record, depending, again, hopefully there's no violence involved, because if there are, you should not be around. Anybody can get hit the first time. The second time, you have to stand there. So you need to clear out. But let's assume that there's no violence involved. It's just kind of upsetting. And the other issue, of course, is if this is predictable behavior, that even when he's not being weird, you're anticipating him being weird, which may, of course, exacerbate the problem and be a catalyst for it as well. So the question is, rather than assuming, because if you say to somebody, it's kind of like men have, since Garden of Eden, been saying to women, oh, you must be having your period. And it just infuriates us because it assumes that they had nothing to do with it, they were completely blameless in this, and that's a good way to get somebody furious with you. And saying to him, well, you probably have post-traumatic stress disorder is going to have very likely the same effect on him of, well, you know, what about your behavior? So let's start there.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. You know, she talks a lot about his issues in this email, but she doesn't give any of her bag. Oh, I mean, she does say that she recovered from drugs and alcohol.
And the question is, how long ago was he involved in that process, being a single mom and working and being a stand-up? It may be that your sense of humor is not the same as his. It may be that that he's worried because most stand-up comedians work in nightclub situation where there's alcohol and there's other men around. And so, you know, rather than assuming that he's suffering from something over which you're going to have absolutely no control, which gives you not a whole lot of option, either put up with it or leave, why don't we start with the assumption that you are doing something that's really irritating to him? Now, again, if there's violence involved, I don't care how irritating you are, you ought not to be there, period, the end. Assuming there's no violence involved, then looking at your own behavior and maybe starting that discussion with him of saying, you know, I noticed that we get along fine for, you know, 3 or 4 months, and then there's a blow-up. And to me, it seems like this is periodic, but from your point of view, it may feel that I'm doing something that's really irritating. Can we start there about what I could do differently that might make our relationship easier? Because I'm sure this is as difficult for you as it is for me, which may or may not be the case, but it's a useful at least discussion opener, as opposed to you blaming him and saying, okay, there's something really wrong with you, you need to get some help, of saying, this is something that's happening to both of us. It's very alarming for me. I'm sure it is for you. Let's start with you telling me what I could do differently that might make our life together calmer and easier. And then you have to be willing to listen to him, as opposed to just get defensive or sort of just waiting till you get a chance, till he stops talking and you can begin talking again. Because even with post-traumatic stress disorder, there's usually a stressor. There is a trigger. It may or may not be something you're doing, but it's not a bad place to start, especially if you want the relationship to go. But before you even start there, you may want to do just a checklist of, is there enough in this relationship that it really works for you? Because it sounds like you're very busy, and if he has a sense that he's just one in a long line of commitments and responsibilities, that may not be very flattering. I have no idea how old either of you are. I have no idea whether he has a drug or alcohol problem. I have no idea what his work is at this moment. You said he was in the Navy, but I don't know whether he is still in the Navy. So there's a whole lot here that I just don't know. There's a whole lot here that you don't know either. But it's a much better technique to start with somebody saying, look, what can I do to change this? What can I do to make things better? As opposed to, you're nuts, you need a therapist. Very few people respond well to that suggestion, especially if it's true, especially if they feel it may be the issue. So start with, you know, it occurs to me that we're having these blow-ups all the time, and you haven't told me how long you've been together. I assume if this happens every 3 to 6 months, you've probably been together at least a couple of years. But there is such a thing as seasonal affective disorder. But before we start with a diagnosis, let's start with something over which you're going to have some control, which is your behavior. So starting with him, not to mention, presumably it can open up a dialogue that somebody's saying, look, I know I've got some problems here. Can you be specific with me about what I can do to change my behavior? Is a much more effective technique than saying you need a therapist. Okay, I am perfect. You are not. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.